Talking your team right now. Flames Talk is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hey, what's going on? It is a special edition of Flames Talk on this Saturday, May 3rd. It's Steinberg along with you and Logan Gordon on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Seeker, or wherever you get your podcasts. Why are we doing a show on a Saturday? Well, how about the Flames signing Matt Coronato to a 7-year, $45.5 million contract extension on Saturday? That's a $6.5 million AAV. And boy, I think if you're a Flames fan, I think you're pretty happy with that deal. In fact, I haven't seen one negative comment about this deal since the Flames signed it. Here's kind of the deal. We'll hear from Craig Conroy a little bit later on in this special edition of Flames Talk, the general manager of the Calgary Flames. His conversation is already available for you on the Flames Talk podcast feed, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Seeker, or wherever you get them. But if you want to hang out and listen, he'll be coming up in just a few minutes as well. Logo, first of all, thanks for doing this on a Saturday. Second of all, yeah, that's a pretty exciting contract by the Flames, and I think the overwhelming positive reaction to it is for a number of different reasons. It's a really nice-looking number for the team. It's a huge message sent by the Coronado camp that they want to be with the Flames long-term, and it's a core piece that you know is staying with his team until he's almost 30 years old.
Yeah, hard to go wrong here if you're the Calgary Flames. And a good piece of business and a good piece of news for this team not long after the playoffs have finished up here. We're just about to finish out round one. And after going through exit meetings and talking to everybody, you know the team was pretty disappointed. But I feel like this is going to be a big boost for the fan base to see a guy that wanted to commit to Calgary, has been an exciting prospect for a number of years, and now coming off his first full NHL season, Pat, gave everybody a lot of reason to be excited, including the general manager, who was pretty happy to get this done.
So we talked about this a little earlier on Flames Talk this week. And I, you know, the one thing that I had said is that, yeah, the Flames are willing to go long term. And I thought the Flames were always open to a long term extension on this one, but the number had to be right. And, you know, there are some interesting potential comparables you could look at, Logo. You could take a look at Slafkovsky. You could look at Matt Boldy. You could look at Dylan Gunther. You could look at Matty Beniers. And all those contracts were 7 or 8 years. Dylan Cousins is another one, but they all started with a 7 in front of the AAV. But the difference is, and the reason why, you know, I had kind of said that the Flames would be open to it, but probably the number would have to start with a 6, and it does end up being $6.5 million. The reason for that is because Matt had only the 1 year of full-time NHL work under his belt before the contract came due, whereas every one of those other examples that I pointed to, they all had multiple years of full-time NHL work, so a little bit more runway to work with in terms of what you're looking at. There's maybe slightly more risk involved here because there's only been the 1 year, although I don't think that either side believes there's risk. It's just the fact that there was only the 1 year was going to keep the number down all along, which is why the Flames were able to get this at $6.5 million. It's why we were telling you that this is probably going to start with a 6, because they had just a slight bit more leverage when it comes to keeping that dollar figure down.
Yeah, and I think it makes sense. And I think you can look back, and even a comparable that I've seen thrown out a couple of times is a guy like Travis Konecny out in Philly, Pat, who finished his ELC up. Now, he had almost 3 full seasons with the Flyers after signing his ELC, but he made a jump from his ELC to about $5.5 million. And, you know, you give inflation, you give a guy that's got a little bit more of a sample size than Matt Coronato in that base. And I think this is about right where you come out on top of it. And let's be honest, I think for the most part, some of the best value deals we've seen in the NHL for the last 5-10 years have come off of teams who are willing to take a chance on a player out of an ELC. And despite the fact that this was just Matt's first full NHL season with the Flames, they've known this guy for a long time. I mean, he pretty much had a full season last year when you split it between the Wranglers and the Flames. So it's not like it's just 1 year in the organization. There's been plenty for the Flames to get to know him as a person, as a player. To make a bet like this is where I think you find a lot of good value. And I know you talked about it on Flames Talk earlier this week. For a guy coming out of an entry-level contract to have almost $50 million guaranteed thrown at you, That can be an awful lot to say no to when you're just 22 years old and Matt Coronado.
One, and that's just the thing logo, and that's why one of the things we talked about was if you're the Flames, you want to put a big dollar figure in front of a guy like Coronado, and it kind of felt like if it was going to be 6 years, it was going to be in that $6.5 million range. If you want, sorry, 7 years is going to be in that $6.5 million range. If you wanted to push it to 8 years, probably going to be 6.75, 6.8. So either way, on a long-term deal, you're putting $45 to $52 million on the table for a 22-year-old. That's hard money to pass up. So at the very least, make it difficult. If they want to go bridge, then still go bridge. But at the very least, make it difficult on the Coronado camp to say no to the type of deal that you put on the table long term. And then on top of that, and maybe this is the most important part of all of the conversation, Logo, is that Craig Conroy told us that these conversations started on that New York trip in March. And right from the get-go, there was no talk of bridge. Right from the get-go, it was all about Coronado's camp and Matt wanting to commit long term as well. So obviously the Flames want this to happen. Obviously the Flames want the long term deal and getting a core piece locked up. But the fact that Matt was never interested in going bridge and always wanted to commit to this team, an American guy wanting to commit to this team long term, that helps in the whole process as well.
Well, it absolutely does. And let's not pretend that the Matthew Tkachuk of it all doesn't factor in here. It absolutely does. There's another core piece of the puzzle that we talked about. Do you go long term? Do you go bridge? That didn't work out for the Flames. There's trepidation, not only, I'm sure, from Craig Conroy, who was an assistant GM at the time, but the fan base recognizes that as well. And I think you have to give big kudos to Craig Conroy and Ryan Huska, too, for building an environment that a guy like Matt Coronado sees in and is willing to invest free agent years in with this deal, Pat. Like, to me, that's a big win for the Calgary Flames in and of itself. For a guy that's not here or not from here to come in, commit, see what the division is, see what the plan is going forward, and say, yeah, I want to be a part of that. There's no part of me that wants to just see how this goes and sort of dip my toes in the water with a 2 or 3 year deal. I think that's credit to the Flames and the organization and with the kind of culture that we've heard them talk about wanting to rebuild here for years. This is a major step for that. And for Matt Coronado, it's also a win because of that guaranteed money we talked about. And for a guy that really does have 100 so or so NHL games to his career, it's pretty nice to be able to put $45 million guaranteed in your pocket.
Well, and the other thing is, because there was the desire for the Coronado camp to go long term, there's a fair deal on their end as well. Like $45.5 million for a guy with one full NHL year under his belt, that's nothing to scoff at either. I don't think that the Coronado camp is getting ripped off by any stretch of the imagination. $6.5 million for a guy, and look, both the Coronado camp and the Flames camp believe that there is far more than 24 goals per season in Matt Coronado, but with what he's accomplished, like you still have to take that into account. And so, I think this is a really, really fair deal. I think it's a big win for both sides because take a look at it from the Coronado camp. So they get 7 years right now. So that takes him to 29. And then he's ready to hit it again on another 5, 6, 7 year deal. Who knows where things are, whether it's in an unrestricted free agency or with the Flames. In 7 years' time, he's ready to hit it with another big contract, and the cap has gone up that much more. So now you're taking a look at, I don't know, anywhere between 12 and 14 prime earning years for Coronado, including $45.5 million guaranteed. Whereas you go 2 years on a bridge, try to get your big contract on a 7 or 8 year deal in 2 years' time, well, then say it's an 8 year deal. Now you're talking about 32 years old when the contract, that second contract, comes to an end. And now, maybe you're not in line for the same type of big hit on the next contract. Maybe you're only looking at 2 or 3 years. Who knows where Matty is at the age of 32? And so here you're, I don't know, eight, if you count the bridge, that's 10 prime earning years. Here you're setting yourself up for, 12, 13, 14. So I think it's a big win for the Coronado camp as well.
Yeah, for the sample size to have turned into the kind of promise and potential that it has, I think that's a big win for Matty's camp. And yeah, make no doubt about it. If this contract goes well, the Flames will be well within their, want and need to bring a guy back at 29 who's been a loyal draft pick and constant contributor to the core if that happens. But if not, for Matt Coronato, the NHL landscape at 29 heading into free agency, like you said, 7 years from now, Pat, the cap will be about, I don't know, $3.6 billion at its
Yeah, the
current
current
rate of
trajectory.
increase. So I mean, hey, he'll be more than likely to cash in. But for now, it's a manageable number for both sides and an opportunity if everything goes well for either the team and the player to re-up in 7 years' time. I know that's looking way into the future, but that's what you have to do for both sides. You have to kind of project forward. And for Maddie, that's when you do get a chance to test free agency for the first time, you're not doing it at a bad point. We've seen teams just the last year. Chandler Stephenson, Brandon Montour, those kind of guys, right around that 30-year range, get big time contracts for guys. So I think for Matt Coronato, you could look at two pretty significantly long contracts if everything goes to plan in your career.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's why this. I think we're going to see this more and more. I think we're going to see players of this ilk, whether they're coming out of college, coming out of junior, whatever. I think we're going to see these types of deals signed on a far more regular basis with both the team and the player. For the Flames are going to get themselves almost certainly the I don't know, vast majority, if not almost guaranteed, the back half of this contract. I think the Flames are going to get stupendous value on. I think it's going to be really, really good value almost the entire way through. So that's where the biggest win is for the Flames. If Matt Coronato turns into a 30, 35 goal scorer 3 or 4 times on this next 7-year term, then $6.5 million is going to look like a great value deal for the Flames. Well, the Coronado camp, on top of getting $45.5 million guaranteed, they also put themselves in a spot where there's big money earnings on the other side. So it sets up really well for both teams, which I think is super important in this conversation. So I love it for both sides. And the message that this sends, I think, can't be understated either, Logo. We touched on it a little earlier, but just the whole idea of guys not wanting to be here and guys not wanting to sign long term. And you talked about the Tkachuk factor, and Hanifin didn't sign long term. And we know that Johnny ended up leaving. And there's just been a lot of exodus and a lot of guys who have not stuck around in this market. And then you've got a 22-year-old guy from Long Island, and he decides that he wants to signed for 7 years and commit essentially the first decade of his career to the city of Calgary, to the Calgary Flames, and to this organization. I just, for what Craig Conroy's trying to build, the culture that he's trying to build, and where he wants this thing to go, I can't. With the words you've heard from Mackenzie Weegar and Michael Backlund and Blake Coleman and even Nazem Kadri, and then you see a young player, a future core piece, sign for this term and this length. I just think it sends a massive message to Flames fans, to the rest of the Flames inside that locker room, and to the rest of the NHL. I think that's a really, really important part of this as well.
It's a massive part of it. And it's great to say, hey, we have a great culture and everything's going great in that room. And we want people that are going to be there. They're empty words if you don't get pen to paper at the end of the day and you don't get pen to paper with the right guys. To me, that's such a big thing. Like, yes, there are going to be other guys that commit to coming to Calgary, but maybe they aren't core pieces. Maybe they aren't guys that you give 6, 7, 8 years to. For Matt to be in that position and to see what's building and to see even, I think, Scotia Place across the court, right across the street, Pat, from the Saddle Dome right now, and to see that foundation being built as we speak. I think it all just works towards this vision that Craig's talked about. And yeah, maybe it's taken a little bit longer than anyone in the city would hope, because the first year was just such a recovery year for Craig. Like, we call it kind of, I know you and me have talked about it, we kind of call it year zero. Because he was just kind of cleaning up what was left for him. And now, the last little while, he's been able to actually put his imprint on. And I think that's what it looks like for Craig Conroy. This is a really good indication of what it looks like, that if there's that faith and there's that belief and you want to be here and we want you here, we're going to find a way to make that happen. And if you're a Flames fan, after the season that Matt Coronato had for a team that didn't score a lot, you got to be really excited that maybe his best years of hockey, Pat, just got committed to the Calgary Flames.
Yeah, I mean, we think this guy's going to be a 30 goal scorer in this league, right? And
oh,
the
yeah.
team doesn't want to put limits on him, but you know, I think 30 goals multiple times before it's all said and done, multiple times. Like I think that as opposed to a guy who scores 30, I think we're talking about a 30, 35 goal scorer in this league. That's the type of potential I think we all believe Matt Coronato has.
Well, I think just watch him get more comfortable in this league. Watch him, you know, start to come more into his own in a place like the power play. Even a small move, Pat, like I think putting Zane Parekh over the next couple of years on a power play might do wonders for a guy like Matt Coronato and the release that he has. It's little things like that. As the team grows around Matt and more of that talent gets added, I think you can start to talk about where the actual ceiling is for guys. Not that he didn't have good teammates or didn't play with good line mates this year. He absolutely did, but this was a team that didn't score a lot, and a lot of the offense at times had to come through him. I remember that stretch through his home state of New York, right, where he was on fire.
Yeah.
You think about getting more of that guy through an 82-game season, and yeah, you do start to wonder if maybe he could push the limits of being a 40-goal guy in his best season in the NHL.
It's Pat Steinberg, Logan Gordon. Matt Coronato signs a 7-year contract extension, $6.5 million AAV, and a $45.5 million total value. Pretty big news on a Saturday for the Calgary Flames. Logo's on Twitter at Fan960. Logan, thanks for doing a little weekend work with me, pal. Appreciate it, my friend.
Anytime. Love the news, buddy.
Okay, this is a special edition of your Flames Talk podcast, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Seeker, wherever you get your podcasts. Go hit subscribe. We'd love to have you along for the ride and listening here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. It's Pat Steinberg along with you, and let's check in with the general manager of the Calgary Flames now, as well as the Flames signed Matt Coronato to a 7-year contract extension at $6.5 million. Had an opportunity to catch up with GM Craig Conroy a little earlier on Saturday. Craig, I guess just take us through this process leading up to getting everything done on Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. How did this Matt Coronato extension all come to be?
Yeah, you know, we started, I guess it was the New York trip when we went into New York. His representation was there. We went out to dinner. You know, and just started talking about what an extension would look like, what they were kind of looking for, what we were thinking about. And, you know, obviously with John OC22, it worked great. You know, we back and forth, and, you know, all of a sudden it kind of heated up the last few days, and, you know, to be able to get it done here on Saturday and, kind of put that one off to the side. And we have a few more to do, so it's nice to get this one in and have Matt for 7 years. Very exciting for the organization, and we can't be more thrilled.
Has to be nice knowing that it, like, right from the get-go, long term is where the Coronato camp was. Like, that had to be a really nice thing to hear, knowing that here you've got a young player, a core piece going forward, and he wants to commit to the organization long term and at his first possible opportunity.
It is, you know, I mean, I know when you talk to guys, they all say, oh yeah, I want to be here for a long time. I want to play my whole career here, but it's great to say that, but then it comes contract time and it didn't always quite work that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, for Matt and his side to say, hey, we love Calgary. We love where the team's going, what we're doing. And we want to be here long-term. So for them to, and then to back it up by getting this contract done it means a lot to the organization, and I know he's excited at his side. So it's just, and I think our players are going to be excited hearing, you know, a young guy has already committed to us long term like this.
The message has to be just, you've talked about since you took over as GM how important it is to have guys who want to be here. And here's a New York guy, an American guy, and he wants to sign with your team long term. Just in terms of your message and wanting people to be here and wanting guys who want to be here as part of the group, this has to be huge for that too, I would imagine.
It is. I know we put the word culture out there. I couldn't believe how many guys I heard at the end of the year, but it is, you know, we're trying to build a culture here. We're trying to build it where, hey, this is where people want to come and play, you know, whether you've been drafted here or if you played here or if you've never played here and you're a free agent. We want people to say, hey, Calgary is a great city. If you get an opportunity to play there, you should jump at it. And that's where building and having Matt doing this really is another kind of feather in our cap to say, look, it's not just words from us. Now the players are showing it too. So to have that, Matt, like, even though I'm American, it's the same thing. I'm excited. I love Calgary, love the fan base, the city, the people. So for us to kind of get Matt, another New York guy, to come and do that and show that, hey, this is a great place to play and be a part of, it's a home run for us for sure.
What do we like from a team standpoint? Why does this deal make sense for the Flames? 7 years and 6.5 on the AAV.
Well, first, I think, we feel Matt showed us what he's going to be in the future. I mean, I guess the tricky thing for us was it was 1 year when we had Johnny and Sean Monahan. Those guys had shown multiple years, and a lot of the guys that have signed before Matt, it was more than 1 year. So that was a little bit of the tricky part for us and for his side too, when we do comparables. But we just, with his work ethic off the ice, in the gym, we just know how he wants to get better. He's hungry. He loves to score goals. We see this not as a one-off. We think this is what he's going to do consistently for us. There's going to be ups and downs over the course of this contract, but we see it just him going in the right direction and being able to produce more than he did this year. And that's what we're looking for. And with his work ethic and commitment, we feel that's going to happen.
Remember all the trying to think of the right word, but re remember all of the hand-wringing and fuss when you had to send him to the American League for a week early in the season? That kind of seems pretty far away right now, doesn't it?
Well, that's what I was, his agent and I were talking about that yesterday. Just, it's amazing how a 6 month period, and my point was, when we sent him down, it wasn't that we didn't like Matt or we weren't happy. We just, he wasn't going to be playing. Husk was, didn't have him in the lineup. And my belief was young players need to play. And it was only two games and he scored both games. And, and you look back now and here we are with a 7 year deal and, and everybody seems happy. But, and even him said, I'll do anything. I just want to stay. And I said, it wasn't. But that's his thing. I'll do anything to stay to help the team. Even if I don't play, I'll do whatever it takes. And that's Matt's mentality. But my thing is I want him on the ice helping us win games by scoring goals and do it. And you know what? I think the one thing is 200 foot game came a long ways this year. To have Husk, have him out there to end the games in crucial times says a lot about not just the goal scoring, but everything where his games kind of come in a short period this year.
We're chatting with Craig Conroy, Flames general manager, after signing Matt Coronato to a 7-year, $45.5 million extension on Saturday. What was and I know that long term was the goal right from the get-go, Connie, but like, what was the philosophy internally with a young player, as you mentioned, just the one full year under his belt, in terms of going long term and going 7 or 8 years, or maybe going the more traditional bridge route? What was kind of the thought process and how your hockey ops group decided to settle on going with the 7-year term?
Well, I think a lot of it is the number. In the end, it's going to be the dollar figure, how much it is. And, when you're looking at that, where's Matt going to go in these 7 years? And what makes sense for both sides? Because, if they came way higher or we came way lower, it probably didn't make sense for either side. But we kind of found that sweet spot in the middle that they were happy with and we were happy with. And, obviously you always like to lock up good young talent as long as you can. But again, it has to make sense dollar wise on both sides, and that doesn't always happen. But in this case, we're really excited that working with John, and Matt, that we were able to get this thing done.
Generally, what's your philosophy? Do you lean more towards the longer term deal with young players? I mean, I guess it's a player by player situation, and not everybody's the same. But if you had your druthers, do you prefer the bridge? Do you prefer the long term deal, or is it way too general to even dive into that?
Well, I think a lot of it is where you are in your cap too. I mean, if we were butted up against the cap and you didn't have that wiggle room. I mean, one thing, we had cap flexibility, we had room to be able to look Matt up and get it long term. So it makes sense that way. But sometimes it's not even though you'd like to do a long term deal, you might not have the money to be able to do it at the time. So you have to take that bridge deal to get you into a situation where you can go long term. So I think with our cap flexibility and where we see this young player going, it just made sense to lock him up and to get him done for 7 years. And now you kind of, okay, move on. Now we got lots of guys to do this year. So, now you move on to the next one.
Yep. Connie, are you surprised with how much improvement we saw from Matt Coronato season over season? Like, makes the team out of camp 2 seasons ago, but then spends most of the time in the American League. This year, he went from that to he was clearly ready to be an NHLer, and the skating and the shooting and getting himself to quality areas and almost a 25 goal scorer in his first full season. How surprised were you with how many steps he took so quickly this year?
Well, you're hoping everybody does it kind of the trajectory that Matt did it this year, but you just never know. Everybody takes a little bit of time. But for him, yeah, it just all winning one-on-one battles, more one-on-one battles, his skating, better defensively. Obviously, the goal scoring and points you're hoping for too. So for all of it to kind of happen over 4 or 5 months, it's amazing. But it also, if you look back at his USHL days, where I think he had 40 some points his first year, 48 points, and then the next year he had 48 goals. It's amazing. He's shown he's a quick, he adapts quickly, not just at this level, but in the USHL and in college. So you're hoping it continues like that. But this is the hardest league in the world, and you're playing the best players every night. But it's his work ethic and dedication to the game that really kept driving and moving them forward. So, we're happy it went this quickly, and he probably happy it went this quick too. But we still think there's lots of room to grow, and we see him getting even better next year.
Yeah, the projection, like, I know Blake Coleman said it. I know Ryan Huska said it. I know that you're kind of there. Like, you believe this guy can kind of be in that 30-plus goal range on a yearly basis, hey?
Yeah, I don't want to put limits on him. I mean, that's the one thing about Matt. I think if you limit somebody, sky's the limits for this young guy. I mean, he just the way he shoots, you and I watch him in practice every day, Pat. Like he just scores and he's getting more and more comfortable. And the way he finds quiet areas, the way he knows where to go on the ice now, it's improving every game, and you just see it. At the beginning, he'd be in traffic. He couldn't get the shot off sometimes. And now over the course of the year, he's really starting to figure it out. And I think he's going to get more and more comfortable as he moves along.
You and I know you have used this comparison before, talking about Mike Camilleri, and you even mentioned him a few minutes ago. What about Mike Camilleri and his game do you see in Matt Coronato, or vice versa?
I think with Mike, they both have great shots and great shots and maybe very similar size. But I saw Mike as he got more stronger and stronger each year in the gym, and his shot even got better as we went along from his first year in LA to when he came here in Calgary. And just that hunger and desire to score goals. Brett Hull was like that. Jerome was like that. Mike Camilleri was like that. And so is Matt Coronato. I mean, he just has a hunger and loves to score. And so that's why, with Mike, I just compared maybe the size, and they both went to college, and kind of the similar builds is the reason but the work ethic. Both guys have unbelievable work ethic too.
We're
So
chatting with
that's where the
Craig Conroy.
comparison comes.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, cut you off there.
Yeah, that was just the comparison comes from.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. Absolutely. We're chatting with Craig Conroy, Flames general manager, here on Flames Talk after a Matt Coronato long-term extension. Was for you and kind of your off-season checklist, was this maybe the first domino that you wanted to get in place, and this the first thing that needed to fall before you tackle some of the other things?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're feeling out the agents and to see where they are, their comfort level, when they want to talk, how quickly they'd like to get something done. And so, you kind of read the tea leaves there a little bit. And then, This was the one I felt like even when we met in New York, Dave and I left the meeting thinking, okay, looks like we could probably get something done sooner than later. And then we didn't want to put our thing was walking out of that meeting. It was such a focus on trying to make the playoffs. We didn't want this to be a distraction to Matt down the stretch. So, we told John that and he said, no problem. So once the season ended, we picked right back up where we left off and we're able to get it done quickly. So now we'll kind of see how the other guys, how it kind of works with the other guys.
How far down? You've got Frost, you've got Ball, you've got Zeri as the RFAs that you need to check off. Obviously UFAs as well, but kind of how far down the road are you on some of these other conversations with your pending RFAs? Obviously you got nothing but time as the summer goes on here.
Yeah, honestly, some of the guys a little bit farther along, and then others not much at all yet. So, we're kind of in that gray area on a couple guys, and we do think there's a few other guys that we might be able to get done sooner than later. But some we got to get working on.
Okay.
I'll be honest. Yeah.
Last one for you, and I know that this is still more than a year out until you need to figure it out. But you take a look at a guy like Coronado, and then you've got a guy like Dustin Wolf. Does this kind of also give you a little bit of a buzz in terms of, hey, maybe we can at some point get something long term done with Dustin Wolf as well?
Yeah, I mean we're open to everything. That's the one thing. Obviously with Dustin, he's got a year left, so you couldn't do anything till July 1st. But yeah, I mean, we're not going to take anything off the table. That's why I said even going into this, you're trying to see what the players' appetite for is long term, what fits for us, and we're going to do that with each and every guy. So yeah, we're going to be open, and as we move along in the summer here, we'll hopefully have all those conversations.
Well, Connie, congratulations on this. I know it's a big day for the organization, so congrats on getting something done with Matt Coronado, and good luck on the rest. Thanks for doing this on a weekend, hey?
Thanks, Bill. I'm the one that made you go to work on Saturday, but it was well worth it, Pat. I was excited to get Matt done, so it's yeah. Now hopefully we get some more done, but thanks for having me.